Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for the day and for the beauty of this day. We ask you to bless us and bless us abundantly and give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from your mighty word as we read it and study it. In Jesus' name, we praise you for this day. Amen. Now that we've been talking this last week about how to get saved, what becomes ours when we do become children of God. And there's far more things than we ever dreamed of, or at least that was the case with me. When I began to research the scriptures and studying the owner's manual, I began to find there's many, many, many things that belong to me that I didn't know was mine. But I had to receive it all by faith. So now then, after I realized, you know, that all those things belong to me, salvation's mine, healing is mine, redemption from the curse was mine, and I found out about the curse. And then after I come on down, I found out also that the Lord had given me, according to 2 Corinthians 5, starting with verse 18, he had given me the ministry of reconciliation. I want to read this here in verse 18, 2 Corinthians 5, 18. And it says, "And all these things are from God, who brought us back to himself through what Christ Jesus did. And God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor and be reconciled to him. For God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself." Listen to this next verse line. "No longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. This is the wonderful message he has given us to tell others. We are Christ's ambassadors. God is using us to speak to you. We beg you, as though Christ himself were here pleading with you, receive the love he offers you, be reconciled to God. For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us." Now, is that good news? I'm telling you, I don't care how bad you've been. When you become a born-again Christian and you get saved and cleaned up, then he gives you this ministry of reconciliation. You can go and tell others that it makes no difference what they've done, makes no difference how bad they've been. If they will come to Christ and accept him by faith, he's not even holding your sins against you at this point. He'll wash them all away, put them under the blood, and he'll make you just as if you had never sinned a sin in your life. He will clean you up that clean and make you not only just righteous, but he will make you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is the ministry of reconciliation. What an awesome privilege that he's given you and me, that ministry. The ministry of reconciliation is laid out in 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20 and 21. Why in the world is more Christians not out telling people how to get saved and what Christ has done for us? I'll tell you, most of them are just like I was most of my life. As a Sunday school teacher and a Baptist deacon, I didn't know these things. I didn't know these things belonged to me. But yet when I begin to read these things and really listen to this book, and read this book slow and meditate on this book, I found out what belonged to me as a Christian. Everything belongs to me as a Christian. I virtually don't have to pray for anything. It's already mine. As a child of God, all I got to do is learn how to talk. Speak it in the name of Jesus, and it comes to pass. But he's given us this great and awesome privilege to have this ministry of reconciliation toward other men, that we can go tell them these men that all these things are theirs just like it was ours, and that he is no longer counting their sins against them, but blotting them out because of what Jesus did on the cross. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing to learn? Now, all of these things belong to you and me as Christians. All we have to do is lay hold to them by faith. By faith. How do you obtain this kind of faith? What it is, it's knowledge of the Word of God. That's what this kind of faith is. As you begin to read this book, slowly meditate on it, then faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, knowledge comes by hearing. Understanding comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, as you begin to read this and study it, you will understand these things are for you, and you can receive them by faith. Now then, once you got all this under your hat, let's go now and see what the Scripture says about healing your body. I know there's lots of people out there in the body of Christ that are sick. So when you come to Christ and get saved, and He gives you, redeems you from sin, redeems you from the curse, and redeems you from all these things that we talked about, and gives you all of this, also one of the things that goes with it is healing of your physical body. So as a Christian, you walk obedience to God's Word, love Him and serve Him, and be obedient to Him, submit yourself to Him, and walk in obedience. You don't have to be sick. He will protect you. He promises it. Now let's go back and look in the atonement here. In Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, over 700 years before Christ came to pay the price, let's see what the prophet Isaiah said. Now the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 53, starting with verse 4, "Surely He has borne our griefs." Who's He talking about? Surely He has borne our griefs. He's talking about Jesus. Surely Jesus has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Not going to be, we are healed. Now then, let's come over to the New Testament, and let's look at some revelation that we get here in the New Testament. Let's look and see what He says here. In Matthew 8, 16 and 17, it says, "When evening had come, they brought to Him many who were demon-possessed, and He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick." Now, when evening had come, they brought to Him, that's Jesus, many people that were demonized. Now, there's a difference between being demon-possessed and demonized. Now, demonized means you have demons in your flesh. Now, Christians can most definitely have demons in your flesh. They can even get into your soul if you're not careful. But that's what makes us sick, and that's what made these people sick. This is what caused these people to be crippled and bowed over and all these things. So these demonic spirits are the same demonic spirits that done it to those people that are doing it to us. But you have to realize that's who's doing it. And you have to realize and understand the power we have over these things. All power is given to us as God's children over the evil spirits. And it says, "And He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick." Verse 17 says, "That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." Now, if Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, there's not any use in me and Him both having it. So I'm going to let Him keep it. If He bore that sickness for me, then there's not a use for me going getting it and putting it on me. So I'm going to let Jesus keep it. So Jesus bore it and throwed it away. He doesn't have it no more, and He doesn't want you to have it anymore either. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "Who Himself, Jesus, bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes you were healed." Now, wait a minute. In 1 Peter 2:24, if Jesus Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, then why do so many Christians not live righteous? Because they don't know these things. They don't know how to receive them by faith. And they don't know they're supposed to go and walk holy before God. Now then, when you learn that Jesus took your sins upon Himself, and He bore your sins so you don't never have to sin again. That should make you want to walk as holy as you can. That should make you want to leave your old man dead. And as long as your old man is dead, that old man can never come back and sin again. If we're dead to sins, how in, as Paul said in Romans, how therein can anyone who is dead to sin sin any longer? Well, if you stay dead to sin, you cannot sin any longer. But the problem is, most people don't stay dead to sins. When they're tempted or tested or whatever, they immediately bring the old man back to life. They resurrect him from the dead, and they reach out there and get somebody. And when they do, they have just sinned. You have sinned, and when you sin, you break the law. You transgress the law of God, and the devil has legal right to come get you. So he will torment you. Don't give that devil legal right to do this. This says here, if Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. Let's do that. Let's consider ourselves dead to sin and live righteous. Because if we live righteous, then the next part of that says, by whose stripes you were healed. If I was healed, I am healed, then there's no sense in me being sick anymore. That is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to learn. Because if I was healed by the stripes of Jesus, then I am healed, and I am not going to be sick again. Now then, in Mark chapter 5, verse 34, there was a woman that came to Jesus that needed healing. And this woman said, she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed. Now see, this woman is saying the right things. She believes in her heart, and she's confessing with her mouth. Where is your miracle? It's in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, you'll be sozo. The word sozo, S-O-Z-O, is used 120 times in the Greek text and 103 different verses in the King James Bible, and it means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. So if it means saved, if you'll confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you're saved. If you'll confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you're healed, you'll be healed, because Jesus healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about this some more tomorrow. If you'd like to have some teachings on these things, give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes free and postpaid. Or you can go to the web and get a complete list of items, and you can even place an order on the web at tlsm.org. And remember, Jesus is Lord.